said they should do a letter.
Yeah, well, before the war, flour mills were quite common through this country. And all the planters raised lots of wheat and had their own flour ground at these mills. But that seemed to have gone out about soon after the war. And my grandfather used to tell me about how he carried his wheat down, and they seemed like they sifted through silk, some kind of silk cloth. But anyhow, he said it was very fine flour, because it was soft wheat. And he said, we never bought any flour at a store. We had our own flour. But that went out. Now, by the way, there's still wheat, a lot of wheat raised in this county now. They've gone back to it. But at that time, there were no wheat mill, and we had to buy our flour and bought it by the barrel. Didn't think much people bought less than a barrel of flour. Then they got out of this half barrel and then sacks. Well, Lord, we always bought a barrel of flour.
Did you comment on that letter that you...
Well, I have this letter written to this old water mill, and by the way, it was in existence up until a year or so ago. This citizen wrote to this mill and told him he had plenty of wheat but no flour, and said, "You say you're so busy grinding flour for the Confederate Army, you can't take care of your regular customers." Said, "I've got plenty of wheat and not an ounce of flour in the house." And I said, "I wish you'd take care of some of your regular customers, stop a day or two and grind some wheat for your regular customers, forget about the Confederate Army." He was just upbraiding the man for not waiting on his regular customers. And the fellow, I know what he was on. They'd put him on 100% war work, grinding wheat for the army.
Did your mother bake wheat bread? What did you call it?
We just called it homemade bread.
Homemade bread.
She'd bake up these loaves of bread. Very good.
Light bread.
Only ours was homemade bread. The light, now you could buy light bread when you come to town. You could go to the store and buy light bread, but we looked down on that stuff and buy that kind of stuff and make it at home.
So the light bread was something you buy in the store,
yeah.
But the same thing at home, homemade.
Homemade bread, which we thought was way better than this cheap light bread you bought for a nickel a loaf in the store.
By the way, how would you make that distinction in clothes or anything else? If something came from the store, felt it was cheaper, you'd say, "Well, that's just..."
Well, the niggas referred to it as stowboat stuff. Anything stowboat.
And that implied that it was cheaper.
An inferior quality, something like that. You take this bread we made at home, it's considered much better than this, as they call it, stowboat bread.
And did you make any desserts, things, say, in a deep dish?
Sure. Had apple cobbling, peach cobbling, as a sticky as I was telling you about, out of biscuit dough and molasses, cooked in a big iron skillet. Of course, we had plenty of peaches in the orchard, and we had our fresh peaches and cream quite often. And apples, we had it made. Apple pie we had lots of apple pie. Apple pie and peach pies.
If you had a pudding, did you put anything over the pudding to make it more interesting?
We didn't have much pudding. I don't remember anything about it. I don't think we had much pudding. I don't remember anything about much puddings.
How about the fish and seafood?
Mm-hmm. Well, we had, of course, lived near the river and the lakes. We had lots of fish, quail, squirrels, lots of quail. Quail were very common. Step outside the door, as we call, kill a mess of quail right quick. Wild turkeys. My father was quite a famous wild turkey hunter, and he killed lots of wild turkeys. Fish, we had plenty of fish. Just fish anywhere. He was a big fisherman.
When do you remember